Visiting today with Oklahoma State University Cooperative Extension cotton agronomist Dr. Seth Bird. We talked a little bit about getting some rain throughout the state, but not everybody got rain, which is really going to be important as we're getting into planting season. So tell me a little bit about what you've heard out there.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's thrilled with their moisture situation. And, you know, I think if you look at the rainfall patterns over the last, 7 days when we had some systems move across the state, we see some pretty big totals out there. I'd say even the moderate totals in general have avoided the majority of our cotton acreage. So in the western half of the state and maybe the western third, where the most of our acres are going to be, by and large, we still need moisture, you know, to plant in a lot of these areas. We do have some folks that are starting planting, this early May, this the week of the 9th. In general, those are going to be the ones that caught a little bit more rain recently and probably have irrigation to help supplement what they're going to need early on. Or they're in areas further north where we're going to be season length limited. So you kind of got to get in early. I think if you get to the central part of the northern Oklahoma, they may have caught a little bit more rain. You move to our panhandle and they're probably going to be irrigated and trying to take advantage across that northern part of the state, trying to take advantage of warm temperatures that we have in the forecast so that we can get, a stand established, because we're rainfall limited and we're also temperature limited in those areas. So it's rare that you get the combination of two being favorable at the same time. So probably trying to capitalize on some of that in those areas. But by and large, we're not, we're just now getting started with planting.
We've already seen just a touch of severe weather kind of moving across a lot of the state. You mentioned that you'd gotten hail last week. I got some hail last week. So I would imagine when you're thinking about cotton planting, it's kind of a hard thing to decide, because you need some rain, but then you don't need too much rain, and you certainly don't need hail, correct?
Yeah, we're going to be in one of those situations where hopefully we've got some of our earlier planted acres established. We've got to stand there while we're still planting into moisture if we get one of those rains. So we do hope that those rains come with just rain, just liquid water, and not hail or anything severe with wind, because you can lose a stand pretty easily with wind or even hail damage. Or if it doesn't lose a stand, it certainly will impact the way that crop grows if it damages a terminal or takes off a lot of the leaf area that we have early on. We're likely going to be dry planting some acres this year just based on the situation we're in. It's still kind of early May, but you've got a lot of acres to plant. You got to get some in. And our driest part of the state is where we have a lot of our dry land acreage. We're certainly going to be hoping for a rain to come and I guess, naturally, for lack of a better term, water the cotton up. But at the same time, we don't want any, severe weather to affect any of the stands that we get established early on.
Well, and talk a little bit about irrigation, because also I think sometimes we want to have irrigation, but if it doesn't rain, we're not going to get any of that either.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. That's, you don't really ever want to have to water cotton up, with irrigation. You'd love to be able to plant the moisture from a plant and rain. This drought really isn't something that's, has been hitting us for the last couple of weeks or couple of months. It really stretches way back into the fall. So, we don't have that deep profile moisture. We don't have the moisture, the groundwater available. So there, our irrigation is going to be certainly impacted, by the lack of rainfall that we've had over the last 6, 7, 8 months. And obviously that also impacts the district there in Altus that waters out of the lake. We saw that impacted last year, and it looks like we're going to go into this year with, probably some similar limitations in terms of irrigation water availability there. So definitely need a rain, and it may be more so to supplement irrigation, instead of maybe replenishing some of our groundwater resources at this point.
Well, looking at crop progress, are we kind of in the normal stages? Are we behind, or what are we looking at there for planting?
Yeah, I think if we had decent moisture, you'd probably see some folks pull the trigger a little earlier in May, and we'd be maybe a little bit further along right now. I think in general, we're just really getting started on the irrigated crop in the southwest part of the state. Again, you look at the panhandle and the northern sort of counties in Oklahoma that plant cotton. It's not a ton of acres through there, but they're going to be on the shorter end of the season length. So with for those areas, it's again, you're looking for warm temperatures plus moisture early because you really got to get that stand established. Cotton can take some stress once it gets some emergence, but you really want to limit the amount of time that that seedling's underground. It's very prone to weather stress through there, environmental stress, whether it's cooling or heat or water stress, lack of water, drought stress. So if you can get the crop established in a short window of time, 4, 5, 6 days, and then you hit cooler weather or you hit a dry spell, generally you're going to still be okay as long as you have adequate stand establishment.
All right. Well, we'll be praying for rain. Thank you so much.
Thank you.